The crisis in the eastern DRC is worsening after the M23 rebel group captured Goma, a key town in North Kivu province in the eastern part of Democratic Republic of Congo. This weekend, 14 African leaders from East African Community and South African Development Community met in Dar es Salaam to resolve the crisis that has persisted for more than two decades now. Kenya's President William Ruto, who is the chairman of the East African Community Heads of State Summit, called for the implementation of a lasting solution.
Our presence here underscores our consensus that the time for action is now. The lives of millions depends on our ability to navigate this complex and challenging situation with wisdom, clarity of mind, empathy for the millions whose lives and livelihoods have been plunged into uncertainty.
According to the United Nations, the number of people who have been killed in the attacks by the M23 rebel group since the capture of Goma is now close to 3,000 people. Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan is calling for an inclusive dialogue and says that the current crisis is affecting the regional trade and stability.
As regional leaders, history will judge us harshly if we remain still and watch the situation worsen day by day. And in line with the principle of African solutions for Africa's problems, our countries have a collective responsibility to ensure we urgently address the existing security challenges that have heavily impacted the well-being of innocent civilians.
The United Nations says that more than 100 female prisoners were raped and burned alive during the jailbreak in Goma, which is now controlled by M23. The Joint Regional Bloc Summit directed the resumption of the direct negotiations and dialogue with all state and non-state parties, including the M23, with whom the DRC government had declined to negotiate with last year. Dr. Nkere Ntanda is a professor of political science at the University of Kinshasa.
What is at stake now is the fact that the DRC comes to the table very, very weak. With parts of its territory occupied by the M23 that is being supported by Rwanda.
The current crisis in the eastern DRC has brought in neighboring countries like Burundi and nations as far as South Africa, with a call for the international community to intervene. Hopes of the country's stability now lie on the two regional blocs and the Rwanda-Nairobi peace negotiations, which failed to bear fruits for almost 2 years now. Moses Aviarimana for Voice of America.